Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, this FA, local members are sharing their personal experiences, providing hope for those struggling with food-related issues. It's real. Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous is an international fellowship of men and women who have experienced difficulties in life as a result of the way they eat. So let's talk about this, and I'm lucky to talk to you to share your story. We'll call you Anne for media purposes. You do live in West Michigan, so there's a local angle, and we welcome you to the morning show, Anne.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous. Is there a local organization here to turn?
There is. We have six meetings in the Grand Rapids area. And there's meetings in Kalamazoo. I think actually in Michigan there's 38 meetings statewide.
What does it mean to be a food addict?
For me, it was an obsession and a compulsion around the food, and it made my life out of control. I had an extra 35 pounds when I came into Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous almost 10 years ago, and one thing I've learned is that a food addict doesn't necessarily look the same. I mean, we have people who come into program who are 100 pounds overweight, 200 pounds overweight, and we also have people who are at a normal weight. Some people are underweight, but everybody kind of struggles with trying to control the way they eat.
Is this a life-threatening condition to have?
Well, I believe it is. People die from complications from obesity. People, you know, die from being under-eaters, from being underweight. But I know that food addiction is a disease that's physical, mental, and spiritual. So it's not just about the physical component.
Can you share, before we get into how Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous is helping, can you give us a realistic piece of your life that perhaps was challenging for you?
Well, I spent a lifetime of dieting. And most of my diets were me just trying to control it, you know, trying to white knuckle it around the food. I spent a lot of money doing weight loss programs, but I could lose weight, but I could never keep it off. So one thing about me in a diet is that when I'm dieting, I'm grumpy and I'm hungry. And so I'm generally pretty miserable, and I had a lifetime of that. And when I wasn't dieting, I was thinking that I should. And so my weight was up and down, up and down, but more up than down. So I dieted my way up to 161 pounds. But the thing was, I hated myself. You know, I was so frustrated with the inability to keep the weight off. And so, you know, food addiction led me to a life of isolation. My world became very, very small because, you know, as part of being a food addict, I was afraid of people. And so, you know, I just couldn't cope with life, and I would turn to the food. And so instead of, you know, facing my problems, I just became, you know, more and more alone. I spent 9 years in therapy, and, you know, I still just couldn't seem to put my finger on what was the problem. And therapy is good and fine, but it didn't address the issue of food addiction for me. I could never, you know, connect the dots between what I was doing with the food and why my life was so unmanageable and why I was so unhappy. So I came into FA almost 10 years ago, very lonely, very depressed, with 35 extra pounds on my body. And, you know, it was through listening to people going to meetings that I realized that I was a food addict. That was my problem. And until I addressed the real problem, the rest of my life wasn't going to get any better.
And let's talk a little bit about Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, known as FA. It's international, but it's local, important. I understand no dues, fees, or weigh-ins in this recovery program. How does it work?
Well, usually, a lot of times what happens is somebody will see somebody that they know that loses weight or changes the way they eat. And what happens is that the person will come to an FA meeting. Those meetings are on our website, foodaddicts.org. And the meetings really are for the newcomer. And somebody will go to a meeting and hear someone's experience and meet other people who are doing, you know, living the 12 steps and 12 traditions and are working the FA program. And so once you go to a meeting and decide that you want to, you know, try the program, then you get a sponsor. And the sponsor really lays out the food and the program for an individual. And that's how somebody gets started.
Yes, you bet. Is the term recovery important? Will you 100% recover from this, or do we control our addiction?
Well, that's a very good question. It is a recovery program. I will always be a food addict, but I have a daily reprieve. And, you know, I'm free from that obsession and compulsion around the food. You know, FA is not a diet. A diet for me was not sustainable. The diet was something I did until I either reached my goal or I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. And that was what was so frustrating. But in FA, I have a way of living and a way of eating that I've done for 10 years. I've been in the, you know, same size body for 9.5 years. That's amazing to me. Same size clothes. And so as long as I continue to work my program, I can live a life free from that obsession and compulsion around the food. But if I decide that, you know, suddenly I can eat flour and sugar, I will go back to being a food addict. And I've seen that. People come in, they lose the weight, they decide that they've got it. They've been treating it as a diet, and then they go and try to live life the way they always have, and they put the weight back on. And that's miserable. So, you know, it's a recovery program, and recovery to me is learning how to live life without having to eat. You know, living with life on life's terms. I don't use food to help me cope with life anymore, and that's what I was doing before I came into FA.
Talking about FA, Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, and with us changing her name, living here in Grand Rapids, and yes, talking about how to get involved, which would be how to do that. How, if one needs this assistance, Ann?
Well, I would say go to the website, which is www.foodaddicts.org, and there's is a lot of information on there. There are pamphlets to read about food addiction. There are individual stories, and there's a list of meetings. And then I would say, you know, if there's a meeting in your area, go to a meeting. A meeting is a safe place. You know, it's for the newcomer. Nobody's going to weigh you. Nobody's going to ask you to sign up. Some meetings are in churches, but we are not affiliated with any particular church doctrine, or, you know, we don't have any religious affiliation.
Yeah.
So that's just where we hold our meetings.
Sure.
So I would say go to a meeting and check it out. If you don't have a meeting in your area, I would say on the FA website there is a number for the FA office.
Right.
And call somebody there, and they can help you get in touch with somebody who can help the person.
And thank you, Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, your story shared to assist another. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.